السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-A'raf, and inshallah today's lesson is going to begin from ayah number 28 until ayah number 31. So we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat, and then we will move on to the tajweed analysis of some of the rules that appear within these verses. So inshallah we'll begin from the start of our lesson from ayah number 28, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'an and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 28.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِندَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ كما بدأكم تعودون فريقا هدى وفريقا حق عليهم الضلالة إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 28 to ayah number 31. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson and take a look at some of these tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 28, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا فعلوا فاحشة قالوا وجدنا. So here we begin with a two-count mad in the word وإذا. This is a two-count mad. فعلوا is a two-count mad. فا is a two-count mad. So anytime we have a series of mudud, we do want to make sure that we're remaining consistent with the count. So every two count mad should be exactly the same amount of time, and every four count and every six count mad should also be a same length of time. So it should not be that, you know, one is too long and one is too short. So it should be consistent. So here, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. So make sure that all of them are consistently two counts. فَعَلُوا, عَيْن is from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you do feel a little bit of constriction as we say this word. فَعَ, and press against the middle of the throat. فَعَلُوا, two counts. فَا, two counts. حِ, حَ is going to also be from the middle of the throat. So again, do feel a little bit of that constriction towards the middle of your throat in order to properly say this word. فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا. This is going to be the nun sakin rule of ikhfa. We have the tanween in the nun sakin followed by the letter qaf, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. And anytime we have an ikhfa letter that is heavy, the ikhfa becomes heavy as well. Fahishatan qalu. So now you can hear that ikhfa has also become heavy. And I'm going to hide that letter of noon sakin within the makhraj of the letter qaf. And because qaf is heavy, again, then the ikhfa becomes heavy as well. Qalu, qa is a two-count med. This is a heavy med because qaf is heavy. So the alif becomes heavy as well. Lu is a two-count med. Wajadana, jim here. There's the fatha followed by dal with sukun. So dal is going to be one of the letters of qalqala. These are the letters of qutub jad. Anytime we have any of these five letters followed by a sukun, or there is a sukun on one of these letters, then we are going to give it a little bit of that bounce. Wajadna. So just a little bit of that bounce, a little bit of that recoil on the letter dal. Wajadna is a two-count med. Alayha, rain from the middle of the throat. And then lay is going to be medlin, medan ma, 1.5. Alayha aba'ana, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So this is a four-count med ja'iz. Aba'ana. A is going to be mad badal. We see that there is a hamza followed by the alif. So this is mad badal, two count mad. Ba ana, this is a four count mad. This one is going to be mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are found within that same word. So there is a two count mad in a. Ba is a four count mad. Ana is another two count mad. So 2, 4, 2. Wallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy, the name of Allah, because the letter before has a fatha. Amarana, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Na is a two-count med. Biha is a two-count med. So again, make sure that you are remaining consistent with all of these mudud, especially the two-count med. Qul, qaf here is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Just rest on that for a moment. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. La, this is going to be a two-count mad. Ya'muru, hamza here is going to have jahr. This means that as we say this letter with sukoon, you are going to abruptly stop on this letter. Ya'muru, so just abruptly kind of stop there. And give it a little bit of that jerkiness. This is because hamza does have the quality of jahr, meaning the sound is not going to flow after you have stopped on this letter with sukun. So allowing that jerkiness to kind of come through is going to differentiate between a hamza and an alif med. So instead of saying ya muru, it is ya muru. So it's very obvious there is a hamza here. Ra here is going to be heavy. Bil fahsha'i, lam here is going to have tawassut. Fah, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Sha, this is going to be a four count med. Hamza here is going to have the quality of nabir. This means that you will raise the voice a little bit. Bil fahsha. And then also there's going to be a little bit of pressure applied on that hamza. Hamza, again, is a letter of jahr, meaning the sound is abruptly going to stop. So just allow yourself to apply a bit of pressure on this letter and then also raise the voice just a little bit. And this is going to, again, make sure that we are not forgetting about the hamza, that you are saying that proper count of med, and then moving from the jawf to the middle of the throat or towards the lower throat for the letter hamza. So we want to make sure that we are switching the makhraj and that we're not forgetting about this hamza and not saying bil fahsha. Now that hamza is completely gone, so we want to make sure in order that it is audible, you do have to give it a little bit of jahad, give it a little bit of nabir, raise the voice just a little bit. Ataquluna, qaf here is going to be heavy. Ku is going to be a two-count mad. Lu is a two-count mad. Ala Allah, rain from the middle of the throat. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Ma is a two-count mad. La is a two-count mad. Ta'alamun, rain from the middle of the throat. And then we end on a four-count mad. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Amara, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Rabbi, ra is heavy here because again it does have a fatha. Rabbi is a two count mad. Bilqist, here lam has tawassut. Qaf is heavy. Sin is light. Ta is heavy. So make sure that as you are saying this word, the sad does not become heavy as well. So don't say qist. So don't allow that sad, that seen to become a sad. Make sure that qaf is heavy, but seen is light, and then ta is heavy again. This is a little bit difficult because the seen and the ta both have sukun. Especially if you are stopping here, we have two letters with sukun. It is a little bit difficult to kind of transition from that sukun of a light letter to the sukun with a heavy letter. But we do want to make sure that we are saying and pronouncing both of these letters correctly. So qaf is heavy, seen is light, ta is also heavy. وَأَقِيمُ قَاف is going to be heavy, and this is a two-count mad. مُ is a two-count mad. وُجُو is a two-count mad. وُجُوهَكُمْ ميم has توسط. عِنْدَ this is going to be إخفاء, نون ساكن followed by the letter دال. كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ سين is going to have سفير, meaning that it does have a little bit of that whistle. مَسْجِدٍ as you allow some of that air to escape through the gaps in your teeth, this is going to create that سفير or that whistle. مَسْجِدٍ wa this is going to be إدغام with غُنَّة. So we see there is نون ساكن followed by the letter واو. Allow this to go up into the nose. وَدِعُوا دَال here is going to have قَلْقَلَة because دَال is one of the letters of قُطُب جَد. وَدِعُوا give it a little bit of bounce. عُو عَيْن from the middle of the throat. وَدِعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ خَا is going to be heavy. It is part of خُصَّ دَغْتٍ كِذْ which is the permanently heavy letters. مُخْلِصِينَ صَاد is going to be heavy. لَهُ الدِّينَ then this is going to be a two-count bed. Or it could be a four count as well. كما this is a two count med. بدأكم ميم has توسط. تعودون عين from the middle of the throat. فريقا قاف here is going to be heavy. راء in this case is going to be light because it does has a كسرة. فريقا and then قاف here is going to have an إظهار because there is the نون ساكن followed by the letter ها which is one of the throat letters. فريقا هدا so just rest on this for a moment and then that نون will also have توسط. هدا وفريقا again this is going to be إظهار so we see that there is that نون ساكن or we have that تنوين followed by the letter ha which is again one of the throat letters فريقا هدا وفريقا حقا so both of these are going to be إظهار and then here عليهم عين from the middle of the throat لي is مدلين مدنما عليهم الضلالة ضاد is going to be heavy and then here there is that ذات مربوطة so when you are stopping you are going to give that a سكون and we do want to make sure that ha is audible عليهم الضلالة so make sure that this is coming up from the chest this is from the lower throat so it's almost like a sigh ضلالة so make sure that this is very audible if you have to emphasize it a little bit you can go ahead and do that it does have the quality of hems meaning that there is a lot of air that is involved with this letter and the reason why we are kind of emphasizing this is that we don't want it to get dropped and for it to sound like a two count med so we don't want it to go up into the jove and just say ضلالة No, we don't hear that ha at all. So make sure that you are, after you say that letter lam, you drop down back to the chest, back down to the lower throat, and then you give it a lot of air so that ha is audible. Dalala. And you can hear that it's coming from the chest. It's a little bit deeper down the throat. إِنَّهُ مُتَّخَذُ خَا here is going to be heavy because it is part of خُصَّ دَخْلٍ قِلْ, which is one of the permanently heavy letters. متخذ الشياطين and then here شياء is a two count mud طاء here is going to be heavy it is part of خصة ضغط قل again one of the permanently heavy letters أولياء this is going to be a four count mud this is going to be mud واجب متصل I see that the mud and the hamza are within that same word أولياء so four count mud من دوني this is going to be إخفاء نون ساكن followed by the letter دال which is one of the letters of إخفاء دون الله name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has كسرة ويحسبون ها is going to be from the middle of the throat and then this also has هم so make sure that you are emphasizing that air a little bit and then constricting also the throat أنهم And then here, نون ساكن has a, or not نون ساكن, نون has a شدة. So we are going to give it some غنة, bring it up into the nose and emphasize that نون sound just a little bit. أنهم مهتدون, ha here is going to be from the lower throat. And then make sure that you do give it proper humps and that you are bringing up some air from the chest. يا بني, Ya is a two-count med. Bani Adama, this is a four-count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ya bani Adama, so again, this is four-count med. Adama is a two-count med badal. Khudu, kha here is going to be heavy, da is going to be light. Zinatakum, z is going to be a two-count med. Zinatakum, mim has the wasut. Inda, this is going to be ikhfa. Kulli masjidin, seen is going to have safir, so it's going to have a little bit of that whistling as the air comes between the gaps of the teeth. Masjidin wa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. We see that there is that tanween, followed by the letter waw. And then we are just going to bring this up into the nose, rest on this letter for a moment, because idgham does have ghunna, meaning that it is going to go up into the khayshum. Masjidin wa kulu. Kulu, this is a two-count med. Washrabu, sheen is going to have tafashi, meaning that the sound starts spreading throughout the mouth. Washrabu, so you can kind of hear almost like a waterfall or the sound of water moving. So we have that sheen with tafashi. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Bu is going to be a two-count med. Wala, this is again going to be a two-count med. Washrabu, wala, tusrifu. And then ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Fu here is going to be a two-count med because I have stopped. If you are continuing, it will be a four-count med. Wala tusrifu innahu. So because you are continuing, then you will apply the rule of mad jaiz munfasil, meaning that there is the hamza after the next word. Then you can read this as a four-count med, as a mad jaiz. But because I have stopped, I will disregard that hamza and I will read this simply as a two-count med. So wakulu, two counts. Washrabu, two counts. Wala, two counts. Tusrifu, also two counts. And then if you are continuing, you can read this as a four-count med jaiz. But because I have stopped, I will make this a two-count med. Innahu, noon here has a shadda, meaning that this is going to go up into the nose. It's going to have ghunna. And then hu is a two-count med. La is a two-count med. Yuhibbu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Yuhibbul, lam has tawassut. Musrifin, seen has safir, so it has a bit of that whistle. Ra here is going to be light. And then we end on a four-count, mad'arid, lissukun. So that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 28 to ayah number 31. And we'll stop here and inshallah move on now to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.